Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
What's your preference, cork or cap?
Honestly, I don't feel that strongly about it. I think it's kind of one of those misconceptions about wine that you can't, like a very, again, like kind of like older school way of thinking about it, that you can't have great wine from a screw cap. I mean, some of the best Rieslings, Grüners in the world are screw cap. That's just how they do it there, which I understand can get confusing because like screw cap is a less expensive way to do a closure. So your like inexpensive wines will, you know, will have that. If the wine is good, I don't really care how they close it up.
It does take away though from the, because once you learn how to open old school corkscrew, once you learn that, that's a skill and it's hard to give that up.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't have the same amount of flair for sure. And I will say the glass enclosures can be a little tricky to finagle like table side, as can, which I love the look, but like the wax top, that always tends to get a little bit messy too and can really throw people, but really you just need to stick the corkscrew right in there and not try to get it all off before diving in.
So we're speaking with, well, let's get your full introduction and with the book too, your full name and the name of the book. Go ahead.
Sure. My name is Marie Chevrier and I am the author of How to Sound Wine Smart, an illustrated guide.
And so some of these questions I took from the book and kind of spun them a little bit. So they're, you can find these in the book in a related way. So the last question, when a wine expert says a wine is approachable, what do they mean? Is A, it's easy to drink and enjoy right now? B, it's a polite way of saying it's cheap? Or C, the wine has good posture and makes strong eye contact?
The wine is, yeah, it's easy. It's not going to be like it's not going to throw you any curveballs, I think, is how, if I was like selling a wine as approachable, that's probably what I would mean, is that it's friendly, easy to drink. Wait, what did you say for B? Because I felt like that applied too.
It's a polite way of saying it's cheap.
Oh, well, it's not necessarily cheap, but like, is it your most, I wouldn't say like probably your greatest Barolos, you know, Bordeaux, whatever, or even like a champagne, are they approachable? Maybe like approachable for the price point. But yeah, it's going to be your kind of maybe Tuesday night wine instead of Friday date night.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, quantifying the date. We, have you ever had a bad customer at the wine bar or any time where you felt like you wanted to bring out a box wine and serve it to them on the table?
I've had a lot of different interactions with people, but I think people that are, when they're like kind of like narrow-minded and saying, oh no, like I can't, you know, this, I would only want to drink this, or you know, this grape like wouldn't be good, or you can't have a good box wine, like I would be interested for the experiment to like secretly pour them that and say like, here, try it, tell me what you think, because I don't know, it seems like that it's clouding, you know, clouding their opinion.
What does illustrator mean?
I basically, just not to disparage it, but I do this. I like to draw. It was a hobby. I wouldn't call myself like an artist, but I do this one thing and have a lot of fun with it. But there's a reason why they're simple line drawings, you know.
Well, now come on.
I try to keep it as efficient as possible.
You're being way too modest. You picked up the James Beard Award and that they don't hand that out every day.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it was for the category of humor for the Media Awards, which I'm super proud of. I was an illustrator on Instagram amongst other people who had been writing articles and stuff in my category. So it was kind of cool to stand out in that way. But yeah, no, drawing is just like a fun hobby for me.
Can you identify this voice? I'm going to play an audio recording. It's about 20 seconds long. So, okay, this one is your right hand is on the sommelier Bible. Have you ever, out of habit, picked up a glass of water and started swirling it?
I have. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, who hasn't? Anytime I'll have a glass. But usually when I'm drinking water out of a wine glass and I'm just like start swirling it, I'm like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing with my life?
My educated guess would be that's Ian Cobble.
Yes, and Ian Cobble, that leads us into your Instagram page. Tell me about that.
Yes, so I mean, the way it started was I had been studying for my certified psalm exam. I was having some wine as I was doing so, writing flashcards, and I got a little bored and just kind of flicked to Instagram and happened upon a post of, you know, that this guy was like talking about this wine, and it was just like really very visually evocative. And I thought it kind of got me thinking about the way people talk about wine and the silly language we use. And it was at a time when the movie Psalm was like really, really very popular. The first one had like come out fairly recently. And I thought like this could be a fun way to interact with wine. You know, I think I kind of came to wine a little bit later, maybe didn't always feel like I fit in with like the Psalmy Psalms. And so this was kind of my way to contribute to it. And that quote from Ian is so iconic, I think, for wine, you know, people in the industry and not, that tastes like fresh cut garden hose, that I thought that would be the perfect thing to kind of what the project was about.